Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday, September the 4th, 2026. 15 minutes past the hour, Labor Day weekend. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan, and we thank Don Kissick, Libertarian candidate for governor, for joining us for the first 2 hours live. What a week it's been. Don Kissick, the Libertarian candidate for governor, 2 hours live in the studio this morning. Mary Ellen Withrow, live yesterday at 8:15. Former Governor Celeste, yesterday for an hour, 9:15. Former Governor Strickland, Wednesday for an hour, live. And former Representative Congressman Jim Renacci, on Tuesday for an hour. So there you go.
Busy week.
Busy week. The place for politics. If anybody else has a lineup like that, let me know, because I don't think they do. Well, phone lines are open if anybody's got anything they'd like to talk about. 740-383-9944. It is Labor Day weekend. Are you excited?
For Labor Day?
I guess.
I think I work Labor Day.
Well, you'll be laboring on Labor Day.
Yeah, that's
As
right.
I always said, nobody ever really understands what Labor Day is all about. It's the day to celebrate unions, but that's been long forgotten.
Well, the unions are kind of gone by the wayside at this point.
Well, they're still there.
Yeah.
They're still there. They're still endorsing people.
Yeah, but they're not powerful anymore. People used to fear the unions.
Well, that's because the Teamsters would break your legs.
That's
if you did something.
We gotta go back
a whole other thing.
We gotta go back to then. Bring back the unions.
Now, we have not talked about this on this show because there's been not a real need to do it. But this Lindsey Clancy trial, people have been paying attention to. They're in the seventh day of deliberation at this point. In 2023, she's accused of murdering her three kids, and yes, she did strangle them, is my understanding. But the defense is she was undiagnosed postpartum depression. So, 7 days. They must have made a very convincing case.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a juror, but I mean, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I understand that postpartum depression is a real thing. I don't know, I don't know anything, you know, besides that, I don't know anything about it. But, I mean, you know, strangling three kids is pretty brutal. I would, I don't know. I would assume that, look, if I'm not locking her in prison, she's going to a mental institution.
Well, I guess the question here is, can a mental illness cause you to do things that you would normally not do?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, that's probably the case being
right
here.
But, well, the case that I would make is if you are prone to having a mental, well, let me, if having a, if, I don't know, if having certain mental illnesses, I suppose, maybe be the better way to put it, it makes you prone to murdering people, then maybe you are a dangerous member of society and should maybe be not in society.
Well, but I don't think you know till it happens. That's the problem.
Well, once it happens, you know, I don't think we need to let that happen again.
Well, but I think one of the problems here is that I believe the prosecution went for first-degree murder. I think had they not gone for first-degree murder...
Oh, should have gone for the second.
Well, there you go.
Should have gone for second-degree murder. Fits the classification for second-degree murder, I think.
See, apparently I'm being told the jury is deadlocked at 11-1, not guilty. Not guilty.
That's crazy.
So there you go. It's much deeper than that. So I don't know. I think it's hard to convict on first-degree.
Well,
when you
mean,
know
first
this.
Degree's premeditated. I don't know that it was premeditated.
It's tough to discuss the care without knowing the evidence and lack of an investigation. Well, I don't know. Sometimes
sounds to me like this person knows a lot about it. They should call in.
Well, they should call in. You know, the people are always welcome to call in. 740-383-9944. But I, you know, sometimes I think investigations cloud things.
Well, I think investigation just brings information to light.
I don't know. Apparently, manslaughter is a possible option.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, 11-1, not guilty?
I don't know.
Is that my understanding?
How? I don't know. Isn't manslaughter like accidentally killing somebody? Like doing something like...
Accident.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's what
doing
this was.
Something so stupid... Like, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's basically doing something so stupid that you knew there was a risk of bodily harm. And that's manslaughter.
Right.
Which I don't think this would be manslaughter. Yes, I don't think this is manslaughter.
No, this would not be manslaughter.
I think this is second degree murder.
But that's not an option, I don't think.
They could always knock it down to second degree murder.
I don't think a jury can.
What? I mean, no.
But I think you're giving me options, and this is it. You go for what you think you can get.
Well, I don't think you should be going for what you think you should get. I think you should be going for what the crime is.
Well, apparently they thought the crime... I guess a person strangling her three kids, you think that's first-degree murder. You want the person to go away forever.
No.
And you want them to be...
First-degree is like premeditated, planned murder. I don't think you're like planning to strangle your kids until you like strangle your kids.
Well,
so I think that's a second-degree murder.
Well, too late. The it's out of the barn here.
Yeah.
So the horse is out of the barn.
Maybe third degree. I don't know what third degree murder looks like.
Right, but that's not what we got.
Yeah.
So what do we got here?
Well, I guess she's being charged with first degree murder.
So you think she should be not guilty?
Well, I guess it's not first degree murder, but I don't know. I hit her with a plea deal.
Too late for that.
I don't know.
I mean,
she got a lot of supporters.
Yeah. People like a crazy person.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Especially if the person is young and is kind of nice looking. We love that. Remember years ago, what's her name? Amanda Knox went overseas and some girl ended up dead and they put her in prison over there. My God, we got this girl extradited out and brought back to the United States. And it was a compelling story because she was this beautiful, beautiful girl.
I don't care how beautiful you're out there killing people. I don't think you need to be part of society.
I'm not saying you, but see, I think this is what you
let me rephrase.
Have I made my point yet? Give me a second here to make the point.
Let me rephrase.
I'm going to turn your mic off. Hold on. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that people, for some reason, like the idea, especially women. What's that girl years ago from Ohio?
I don't know any of these
people. Well, I'm going to try to tell you here if you give me a second. There was a lady in Ohio years ago who I think drowned her kids, who got off. Or not what was it? The one ended up in the trunk of a car? I don't remember. But
what?
People ended up dead. She got off. And because the younger women, people don't want to send them to prison forever for murder for some reason.
I don't know. If you don't want to be sent to prison for murder, don't murder people. I think that's a pretty simple conclusion you got there.
Okay, here we go. There are several options. Well, there you go. It's not just murder one or not guilty. The fact is there is an overabundance of reasonable doubt. That she strangled him?
Sounds to me like the woman's admitting to strangling the kids. So I don't know what the problem is here.
Well, what's reasonable doubt?
She said, yes, I strangled the kids, but postpartum depression.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I read.
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding. I don't know a whole lot about the case besides that. So on those grounds, like I said, I don't know. I'm not a juror. I've not been following this case. But
is anybody watching this thing that can give us some help here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And does anybody remember that dark-haired... She ended up in Ohio. I think the murders happened in Florida of her kids. They were in the trunk. This is like 15 years ago. Does anybody remember what that person's name was? 740-383-9944. But I'll tell you, there is something to that. And here you've got this young woman. She's, you know, bright future, three kids, so on and so forth. And one day she goes crazy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think that you can have like a. But if you're prone to going crazy enough to murder people, I think maybe, you know, we don't let that happen a second time.
You know, I say this all the time. People need to get to a psychiatrist. All people. Everybody needs a good analyst for a period of time in their life.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I mean, I think it's good to know yourself, I guess, as best as you can.
Now, the reasonable doubt includes the fact that she is even the one that committed the crime.
Well, didn't she say... I don't... Okay, well...
Maybe I'm wrong on this.
All right, well, I don't know anything about the case, then. I don't know.
So, now she's saying she didn't commit the crime?
I'm lost.
Boy, I'm confused now.
I didn't commit the crime, but I committed... But postpartum depression is the reason that the
kids were murdered.
Yeah,
so why is she bringing...
Well, I'm lost.
Why does it matter that she had postpartum depression? I don't understand any of that.
This case makes no sense.
No, that's very weird. Anyway, but I will tell you, people do not like to convict a young, attractive woman for some reason.
Okay, I'll rephrase it because you didn't like how I phrased it last time. I do not understand why people care how somebody looks. If you murdered somebody or people, that's still the killing of a person.
Because they don't look villainous. That's what the...
Villainous people don't look villainous. People are people. People who look villainous, as a matter of fact, most of the times are not villainous. It's crazy how that works, isn't it?
Haven't you ever heard how somebody who looks very nice will get a job that somebody who doesn't look very nice might be more qualified for?
Sure, yeah.
Same thing. This has nothing to do with her being young or attractive. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
I don't think
because it. How many times have we seen this happen?
So okay, then what? I feel like we're talking in loops here. I don't know what the story is. So you can't just say there's more to the story. Tell us the more to the story.
I don't know the more to the story.
I need the more to the story before. I don't know what's this lady's name.
Lindsay Clancy.
Lindsay Clancy. Alright, I'm gonna do some reading here.
But you know, people aren't very bright to begin with. So what can you do? You know?
Well, I don't know.
People, how can somebody say that her looks have nothing to do with it? Are they in these jurors' minds?
Who are the jurors?
I don't know. The people who are there. Well, 11-1, not guilty at this point.
I mean, I know what jurors are, and I understand what they do. Who's the jurors?
Yeah. Huh?
Who are the jurors?
I don't know their names.
I don't need their names.
I'm not in the... Bill and Frank and Edna.
I don't need names.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Who are the jurors? The people who were chosen to be on the jury, that's who they are.
No, are they men? Are they women? I guess that's the real classification here.
I have watched this about as much as you have, so I don't know.
I just see, I don't know, I get news pop-ups about it, but I don't know, just never interested me, so
why do you think this is a story? Again, young, beautiful, you think that has nothing to do with why this is national news?
Well, I think
like this stuff.
I think it probably has something to do with it, because she... Well, I don't know, look, I mean, I don't know the story, so maybe I do have it wrong, but, to my end, I was under the impression that she was I killed the kids, but, postpartum depression. So it was, it had something to do with, some wider conversation about postpartum depression and motherhood.
Exactly.
I don't know, that was my impression, but I don't know anything about the story. I know that she got a lot of supporters, and that's why it's a big thing.
And why does she have a lot of supporters?
I don't know, never looked that deep into it.
It's like the Charles Manson thing. He had supporters.
Charles Manson was... See, I don't know. I was going to say I love Charles Manson, but people don't like it when I say that.
There you go.
I got to rephrase it. I think he's an interesting guy. You ever watch interviews with... Now, he's nuts and definitely should have been locked up. Agreed, 1,000%. But, have you ever watched interviews with that man? He would just say the most nonsensical, crazy stuff. I don't know. He's just... he's just hilarious. I don't know.
A real comedian.
Fascinating. Oh, he could have made a killing in the comedy.
Ordered a lot of murders. The Tate murders, but...
he definitely murdered old... Yes. Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was a good comedian. He was very entertaining.
Look, like I said, he should have been locked up. He's an entertaining fellow. Now, I don't see any charisma there. I don't know how you're gonna let that man talk you into murdering somebody. But
why was Amanda Knox a national story?
I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you, it was a national story. why was that? God, I wish I could remember her name. I know she ended up in Ohio for a period of time, but she was found not guilty of killing her child, I believe. What about that one girl who drove during the COVID times, who drove around in the van and was killed by her boyfriend, and then the boyfriend committed suicide? We love those stories.
Well, I think you love them. I don't know any of these
stories. I don't. That's the national news.
I don't know any
national
of these
news
stories.
National news loves those stories.
I don't know any of these stories.
Well, you're living in a different world.
I don't pay attention to the murders. I don't. What do I care?
Well, you knew about this one because
people
it was popping
murdered.
Up on
yes,
your scene.
Very bad. Very sad. People should not be murdered. But like, what do I? I'm not gonna like
well,
follow
that's a
all the
statement.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not gonna follow. I'm not gonna follow the murder trials. I don't. I mean, I don't.
I
care.
Didn't follow any of these. I just know what they were and what they were about and about the time that they happened.
I want to know: did they or did they not kill somebody?
We
if they
don't
killed
ever,
somebody, then you should
you
pile
don't ever. When somebody says not guilty, you don't
I'll
ever.
I'll give
know.
You a self-defense claim, but other than that, I mean,
how do you ever know if somebody did it or not?
Well,
if they say no, you convict them. You don't really.
I'll,
know.
I'll give you the okay. So I mean, you guess you never know. I mean, you know, it's in theory. I mean, unless there's like you know. Witnesses, but even I guess you could just have all the witnesses lying on it. Like, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, you're convicted by a jury of your peers. I mean, 12 people said you were guilty. I mean, like, I don't know.
Well, apparently 11 people say this woman is not guilty.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the case is, but it sounds to me like she admitted to being guilty.
They might be about ready to strangle that one person left in the jury room.
That one person, I got faith in him.
What do you think? It's going to be 12 angry men, and they're going to convince the rest of them to go the other way?
No, probably not.
Could be a hung jury.
I don't know. I don't care about it.
Do we have to take a jury's word, though, is the point? I mean, how many
yes.
times? Well, okay, that's fine, but then OJ's innocent?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's other like, if you're going to start saying, well, I think he, then, like, I don't know, then what's the point of the justice system? You might as well just, like you might as well just do a court of public opinion, and then, oh, he's guilty, and then hang him. Like, not actually hang, you know, like, throw him in prison. It's a turn of phrase. But, like, it's just, I don't know. Like, you have to have, some, like, yes, OJ is innocent. He was proven innocent, or at the very least, he was proven not guilty.
Yeah.
I don't know that innocent's the right word. Proven not guilty.
I don't know about this thing. My guess is she's probably not going to prison.
Probably not.
So, there you go.
I'm telling you what. The world's going crazy.
But see, nobody knows they're nuts. See, this is the problem. People should get checked out more often.
Yeah, a little, yeah, right here. Clancy, 36, does not deny she... where'd the thing go? Yeah, Clancy, 36, does not deny she killed her children.
There you go. She.
Bada-bing, bada-boom, point. Yeah, I killed them.
So she is saying she killed
them. Yes, she's saying she killed
them. So what are we talking about
here? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I was the healthiest, happiest mom, apparently, so says this quote from her. It doesn't seem so. List the three children, 5, 3, and 8 months old. And yeah, her defense is just that she was suffering from postpartum psychosis, and so she should not be held responsible.
So she is saying she killed him.
Yeah.
Okay, then what are we talking about here?
I don't know. I mean, look at that. I think she killed him. I think that's pretty good. I mean, I don't know what kind of defense the defense made, but apparently it was pretty good.
I'll tell you what this is.
She killed him. I mean, I don't know what else you want me to say.
Check out the people who, kids who have been killed in the United States by their parents, and you will find more than this case in the period that this took to come to trial since 2023. Why do we care about this one? Because she's young, la-di-da, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Well, if she don't go to prison, she ought to go to a mental institution.
I agree, yes.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, because I think people have found that she was only temporarily nuts.
Well, if you're nuts enough to kill your children, it don't mean you are all right now. But if you are all right now, what happens a few years later down the road when that bipolar shit crap comes back on.
Well, postpartum is after you have kids. Maybe this woman shouldn't have any more kids.
Hey, this lady also said she wanted to have a fourth kid, but said that she needed a really good, a quote, really good therapist, end quote, before that point. So she wants, wanted a fourth kid, but she was like, probably shouldn't have a fourth kid because, you know, I'm going crazy now and I need to see a therapist. Look, all I'm saying is she definitely knew there was a problem. I mean, I'm only reading the article here, but,
Now, apparently a mental institution is an option.
Oh, I'd be alright with that.
But she begged for help before... Why didn't you just leave the house, get a babysitter?
No, she said she needed a really good therapist. She knew. She said she needed a really good therapist.
Why didn't she take him out to her local children's services and say she was not mentally in the right mind right now and she's afraid what's up?
And also, I mean, she...
They would have took him.
I mean, also, she has three kids. It's not like she had the one kid and then, like, it got... I mean, she has... Like the oldest kid was, I think, eight... five-something, maybe? I don't know. Something like that. But years old. So, I mean... five was the oldest. So she had a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an 8-month-old.
I guess she went to a facility.
What do you mean?
That sounds like that lady that drove her car into the body of water and killed him and claimed it was a black dude.
Yes, who was that? Casey Anthony. There it is.
No, that's not Casey Anthony. Casey Anthony was the one that killed her baby and had it in the trunk of her car.
But that's the one I'm talking about. I don't remember the one you're talking about.
Yeah, this was a real big story, too. Now, she's in prison, but she flirts around with the guys in prison. She's actually got at least one guy, I think, fired for having sex with her.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll see what happens. What do you think? Guilty or not guilty? 11 say not guilty.
Well, I say she's guilty. She's already said she's guilty.
Well, no, I don't think she's saying she's guilty. No, I don't think she's saying she's guilty. She's saying, listen, I tried to get help. I got some help. I needed more help. I begged for help. I needed help here.
Can you just say that she admitted she killed her victim?
Yes, I believe she... My understanding.
Well, how can you not be guilty if you killed him?
Well, the question is postpartum depression a real thing? And I think we do recognize that in the United States.
But that don't take away you being guilty. I mean, what they should be weighing now is either put her in prison, put her in a mental institution, or just give her probation. That's what they should be... But she's already said she did it, so how can you have a not guilty and a guilty verdict?
She pled not guilty, I think.
Also, the prosecutors highlighted a Google search that was made 4 days before her children were killed, and the search was, can you treat a sociopath?
I don't think so.
I don't like that when people do those.
Do you think,
the Google searches?
Yeah.
Do you think a therapist could treat Trump and Trump come out and start caring about people? No. I don't believe so.
Well, I mean,
do you know that?
That might be something like an old dog doesn't learn new tricks. I mean, Trump's like, what, 81, 82 at this point?
80.
So, I mean, I think the man, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Now, some of the feedback we're getting here, the confession was not reasonable either, and you can't logically discuss this without knowing the facts. The Google search, the Google search was not made from her phone or her computer. So there you go. That's reasonable doubt.
I mean, it's reasonable doubt that she made the search, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't.
Okay, yeah, sure. We can omit the Google search then. I don't know.
Oh, well, see, you go. Her account was logged in on her husband's computer. That's a fact of the case. Now, see? Now, that's shaky. So, maybe she didn't kill them. I don't know.
I mean, the lady said she killed him.
But apparently that was under duress, I guess.
You know, I don't care how much stress you put me under. I'm not, if I didn't kill somebody, I'm certainly not telling you I killed somebody.
Oh, there have been false confessions before.
Yeah, there have been false, but I don't understand false. Again, if I'm being charged with murder, there's no way you're gonna get me. I don't care if I murdered somebody, you're not gonna get me to confess to a murder. That's life in prison, maybe the death penalty.
But what if... I don't think if you did murder him, you would confess to it.
That's just exactly what I just said, yes.
There's way more to it.
Well, also, apparently...
Apparently, you're missing the point.
I read the article. I don't know. I only know what the one article said. Like I said...
You're wrong, I guess.
No. I mean, look, she said she killed the kids. I mean, I don't know. It's...
I think this is very hard for mothers, I would guess. Especially somebody who might have suffered with postpartum. I think it would be a very hard case for somebody like that. Because you would say, you know, I understand what that is.
Sure, yeah.
So, I mean, I can see that.
I'd assume that's why she's got the support. The public support.
Oh, and I see there's a lot here. She was drugged after multiple surgeries and still in ICU. The confession was made to a therapist by using his phone and calling her husband. She was instructed to call her husband and tell him what she did. Well, see, now the therapist can't do that.
So she told a therapist that she killed her kids.
No, I don't understand that. No.
What?
Go ahead.
You know that women that have children, a lot of times it's easier for them to get on Social Security than, let's say, a 20-year-old guy if she was 20?
Well, now listen. Now all the cases,
a lot of mothers, after they have kids, you know, they go through a lot of thoughts, you know.
Right, but I'm saying all the cases we've just went through, Casey Anthony, Amanda Knox, Susan Smith, Lindsay Clancy.
Susan Smith, that's
the one, yeah.
That so, I was telling you
right,
about.
So all four of them have what in common? They're all young, they're all attractive, they're all women. You know, you think in this time period, no man has murdered their kids? You think no man has been on? I'm telling you, the media loves a story like this. It does matter. Now, maybe it doesn't matter to the jury, but it does matter to the media.
Susan Smith, she was she was still married, but she was cheating with another guy, and she was wanting to get with that guy. And that
see, we
guy
all love that.
I told her he didn't want children, so that's the reason why she killed her children. Because she had intentions on wanting to get with this guy.
Well, and wasn't that the case with Casey Anthony as well? She didn't want her kids. It was wrecking her social life. She was a big partier. Wasn't
right.
that the story there? Wasn't the story with Amanda Knox that she was... the reason she killed her friend is because she was, you know, smoking marijuana. And she was in a foreign country. And she was with a lot of guys. And, you know, I mean... That's what we love. We love a young party girl who does something crazy.
And that Jodi Arias stabbed and shot that boyfriend of hers. We had to fix that up with her.
Well, I don't know about that.
I got to avoid the crazy ones.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Now, from one of our listeners out here this morning, our friend Linda... I've been following the case. She is not going to walk. The sentence will determine if she spends her life in prison or a mental institution. Well, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, well, then I guess not guilty's fine. I'd be all right with her going to a mental institution.
Yeah, but people...
I just can't have her be walking around on, you know, she just can't be free, you know.
From another listener, the police pulled up to her house with The police pulled up to the house with a half-dead woman on the lawn and three kids dead in the basement. Her husband said Lindsay did this, and that was it. There was no investigation. He says he went to pick up food, and she killed the three kids, and he was gone. Well, see, now right there, why do the husbands always have to go pick up the food or get the laundry? They're always out when this... Take the kids with you.
Why?
Because your wife or your whatever's crazy.
No. See, I don't know. Look, if I see, I don't know. I think that's a big brain move. If I had kids, you know, and then, anytime you ask me to go pick up anything, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm out of here. I'd be driving.
Send her to a mental hospital.
I'd be gone for like 30, 40 minutes beyond what I need.
I think she's going to go to a mental hospital.
It's a nice relaxing.
I think she's going to go to a mental hospital. But
she
I think
should.
It's a, well, but now listen. Here's the big argument, I would imagine, probably why that one person's holding out. Not me, but I bet this is what the one person's saying on the jury. What we believe she did. She killed her own kids. She confessed to it. She strangled them. She was searching about sociopath on the internet. She's a cold-blooded killer. She needs to go to prison. I'm sure that we don't want to send somebody like that to a mental institution.
Well, I don't think
I'm sure that's the point here.
No,
so that's why this is a weird case.
Well, I think that the postpartum depression thing's fine. I mean, I think that's a fine argument, I guess. But again, I mean, I think if you know... you murdered three people.
Her DNA was not found on the exercise bands used to kill the kids. Now somebody used exercise bands to kill the kids. The knife that she supposedly used to cut herself was wiped clean, no blood or DNA. So you're telling me, that's from a listener. So you're telling me she cut herself and then wiped the knife clean before hurting herself. Hurling herself out the window. No chance. This from a listener today. Apparently in the Lindsay Clancy camp.
I don't know about the case.
Well, that's part of it. There you go.
Well, okay. Did she recant that she did it?
I don't know. See, I'm not even sure why postpartum is a part of this now.
Well, yeah, that's my point. Because, if she says that she did it, and her argument is postpartum depression, then what does it matter? What does any of this matter? I mean, she said she did it. She blames postpartum depression. And if she's calling, if she's saying that her husband did it to all of them, all four of them, then why is the postpartum depression part of it?
Got me.
This case doesn't make any sense. See, this is why I don't like talking about court cases. This is why I don't follow court cases.
Well, they're all like this.
Well, if I'm a juror, I'll follow that court case.
If we knew what the truth was, there wouldn't be any reason to have a case.
Well, no,
it'd be in and out.
I mean, if you saw me shoot somebody, I mean, you still have to give me a trial. I mean, you know, rules are rules. Now, it's probably gonna be a pretty quick open shut trial, but you know.
So you don't believe the fact that she's young and blah, blah, blah has anything to do with why the media has made this a national story?
Probably not, no. I think...
Oh, like you're living on a different planet.
No, I mean, I think it has something to do with that she's a mother, and she's saying that postpartum depression did it, and like I said, I mean, there's...
But did she?
I think...
Apparently she did not.
She did... Okay, so she did or did not say she murdered the kids? Or let me rephrase. Did she recant? Because apparently she did say she did it.
I don't know. Apparently, she did, but that was skeptical because the husband was involved.
So has she recanted?
I think she has.
Then why is the postpartum depression? So she said she killed them because of postpartum depression, and then she was like, oh no, I didn't kill him. No, it was him. She did it.
Well, I don't think she's saying that he did it either.
So what's the story here?
No, my question, why is this a national story?
I don't know. I don't know why any court case is a national story. Unless, like I don't know, like the...
Lord.
I don't know.
I think she's going to go to a mental hospital. I think there's too much confusion here.
I think that's fine. Send her to a mental hospital.
You know, I think we cannot condemn people if there is reasonable doubt. Sounds like a lot of reasonable doubt there.
Well, I mean, a mental institution is still a condemnation, but sure, yeah, okay, I'll send them to the mental institution.
I don't know. I am serious, though. Everybody's a little bit crazy. And this is why, put into the wrong situation at the wrong time, bad things can happen.
Sure, I guess, yeah. Why not?
That's all I know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the case besides, like, the... I don't know. I'm being filled in as we go, I guess.
You know, at this point, you know, hopefully the best possible outcome will happen. I don't know what that is.
Yep, I don't know.
But people take trials like this very personally, though. I do know that. It's kind of interesting.
I think if you're going to take something personally, you got to have some kind of I don't know, ring to it, if that makes sense. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, I think the murder of three kids is a very sobering thought, especially strangled with exercise bands. I mean, holy moly.
I don't know, people are murdered all the time. Again, I mean, like you said earlier, look up stories of parents who murdered their kids. They're all over the place.
She never denied it. She denied she needed help. She literally begged for it. She saw many doctors. See, I think that's an important part.
All right, then that's fine. Send her to the mental institution. Okay, cool.
Her meds were found in a Ziploc baggie in her husband's back seat. Well, see, this whole family, they got problems.
Send them both to prison. I don't care what you do. I don't care about the court case. Doesn't make any sense.
What part doesn't make sense to you?
Okay, has she recanted that she murdered the kids?
Well, I would guess.
So, okay.
She says she doesn't remember. I mean, I would guess that's, I don't know.
She said she doesn't remember.
That's what I understand. Go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, you remember that redhead kid several years back that killed that little boy?
Redheaded kid.
Yeah, redheaded kid. And he killed a kid that was just a little bit younger than him. He's recently been paroled.
I don't think so.
God, I can't think of his name.
All I know, I think we've got to give people with mental illnesses a little bit of room.
Well, maybe give them a little bit of room. But they ought to be like, if you kill somebody like that and you don't get convicted, you should still have to check in with somebody. You don't kill somebody and get off scot-free and go live your life and, you know, dance around on the beach or
whatever. I don't think that's what's going to happen here. I think we're being told from another listener that she has followed the case. It's either going to be mental institution or prison. Now, apparently we're being told recanting isn't that simple in this case.
Well, that's good.
Did she, sure. Yeah, I mean, you can always say that she's just recanting for, you know, whatever. But, like, did she or did she not recant? Did she say she did it and then, like, come back and say she didn't?
I think she said she was unconscious.
Okay, so she, I mean, you can't admit to something you didn't know. If you don't know if you did it or not, you can't admit to it.
Right.
All right, then. So she recanted.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not sure that she ever admitted to it anyway, according to what happened with the therapist and the husband and over the telephone and all that.
Yeah, it's just a sad deal. Well, I mean, to me, you know, if you're mentally ill and you give up your children because of your problem, I don't think the state or whatever should go, you know, charging you for, you know, legally not taking, you know, you can get charged for not taking care of your kids.
You know, here's the problem. People think mentally ill is like a cold or something. It's not like a cold.
You don't get over that.
Right, and people act as if, well, they were mentally ill, but they should have known better. That's the whole point. You don't know better. You are out of your mind.
I agree, but if you are out of your mind enough to not recognize that murdering somebody or harming or doing whatever you're doing to get in trouble is you know, problematic, then you probably should not be in society. I understand.
Well, why do
but
they
you, but if you or if you don't understand that that bad things
you're
are bad,
not,
then
not.
You are a net negative.
But you can't. What are you going to lock somebody up for? Mental illness? We did away.
No, you can't just lock some. But like, if a mentally ill person killed somebody and said, "I didn't know," well, you know, even if you didn't know any better, you know, you still killed somebody.
You know,
I mean,
we did away.
You should, you know,
we did away with all the mental hospitals. We thought that was a bad idea.
No, they're still around.
No, they're not like they were. Apparently, you don't know what they were.
Yeah, like the.
And you know, also cannot lock somebody up. That's a problem. You, if I thought you were nuts, I can't lock you up. I can't go out. I can't sign you in. Now that used to be allowed.
You can't chain them. Put a chain, or you know.
Because the theory is, what mentally ill person's going to sign themselves in? Well, we did away with that because people were being signed in against their will.
Well, yeah, I don't think that should be the case.
Okay, well, then you just said this person's mentally ill. They don't know right from wrong anymore. What makes you think they're going to sign themselves into a mental hospital?
Well, no crazy person thinks they're crazy.
Exactly.
But you know, I don't think sane people generally think they're crazy either. I think they might feel crazy on occasion,
but
they're not like they're not legitimately insane.
But how are you going to get them locked up?
So, like, you know, what do you mean? I mean,
if
you are mentally ill enough to do to not know right from wrong,
you
are going to do something bad.
But you don't know that.
Yeah. But everybody else does. So if I do something bad, right or wrong,
but they haven't done anything bad yet.
Yeah, but you only
okay. Yeah, but you have to wait until they do something bad,
right?
And then lock them up.
That's right.
Because they did something bad,
right?
All
right,
I'm okay with that.
Oh, so what's your point then? So how do you stop it?
Stop what?
How do you stop somebody who's mentally ill and doesn't know right from wrong anymore, but yet hasn't done it yet, from doing it?
I mean, you can't. There's no way you can just prevent. I'm like some random like. I mean, people get found mentally incompetent in murder cases all the time. Like who's the?
So why
like,
couldn't that have happened here?
It's the same content. Like, we didn't know that the sane guy was gonna walk over to his neighbor and shoot him when he walked. Like, it's just like, you know, people do things. It's bad.
How many people go? How many people go? I know my son is off. I know something's wrong. I know it's just a matter of time. I've asked for help from the police. I've asked for help from the doctors.
But sometimes the police's hands are tied.
You can only do what you can do.
You know, they might want to do something, but technically they can't do something. If they would take them and rest them or something like that, the old Grogan would let them back out.
Now, hold on. Here's something. The husband had a mistress. He's already married and has another child. There's way more to this case, yet still they believe the husband. Well, see, there you go. There's a whole nother problem in society that, whatever.
Yeah, I'm glad I have been saying them so far.
So far.
Yeah.
But it's minute to minute.
Minute to minute.
Thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. See, there you go. And nobody mistress. And has another child with the mistress.
Nice.
Well, apparently this woman was in a bad way. She had postpartum depression. She was living with a husband who had a mistress. The husband has already gotten the mistress pregnant. They have another child. I mean, holy moly. I mean, you want to hate the husband here. I mean, the indication without knowing the man is to hate him, just knowing that.
You could dislike both of them. That's fine. I mean, two things could be true at once. She could have murdered the kids.
The redheaded boy, by the way, was Eric Smith. We always believe the husband.
Of all the murder cases.
But you can never tell the wife that the husband's bad. See, that's the problem.
I know cult leaders. Those people are interesting. Yeah, cult leaders are interesting.
But you can never tell. Like, you can't go up and say, hey, listen, your husband is a little iffy. I think you probably should get away from him. People don't do it because that's their life. I mean, they're living together. Sometimes they've got kids together. They've got a life together. It's not easy to walk away from that. Just because somebody tells you that they think your husband is a little iffy. I would never tell somebody if I thought their husband or wife was iffy. All they're going to do is hate me. And I'm not going to be able to prove it. That's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Sure, I guess.
Let you find out on your own. Oh, I've got a good story to tell on when we come back. We got to go to break. We're coming back. I got a story to tell. Stay tuned. I love it.
But, no, the Bozo voice was right about here. And it was a lot more adenoidal than mine. And,